This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The National Hockey League is officially canceling the rest of the season. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman made the announcement at a news conference earlier today.
It is my sad duty to announce that because the solution has not yet been attained, it is no longer practical to conduct even an abbreviated season. Accordingly, I have no choice but to announce the formal cancellation of play for 2004-2005.
The players' union and league officials had made some progress on key issues over the last 24 hours, but obviously not enough. We're joined now by Michael Rosenberg, a sports columnist for the Detroit Free Press. And Mr. Rosenberg, what do you know about the collapse of these talks in the last 24 hours or so?
Well, that implies that there were serious talks. And in this case, with Gary Bettman, the commissioner, and Bob Goodenow, the head of the Players Association, they hate each other so much, I don't know how serious the talks really were. I think they just were so determined to beat the other guy, they weren't really working toward an agreement. So in retrospect, I don't think it was even that serious.
And tell us what they were in disagreement over.
Pretty much everything, the other one's existence. It comes down to the fact that a lot of teams are losing money, according to the NHL, and the Players Association simply refuses to believe that. And they didn't negotiate. And the NHL put themselves in this spot about 10 years ago when they had the old collective bargaining agreement, which they negotiated. It was a disaster for the league. Then they put all these teams in all these markets that couldn't support teams. And then they turned around and said, hey, we need to cut payrolls to meet our budgets. And the players didn't buy it. And that's why we are where we are.
This is the first time a major sport in North America has ditched the entire season because of labor problems. So what does this mean for the future of hockey?
Well, it's going to come back. They keep talking about linkage as far as linking revenues and the payrolls. I think they also have to look at shrinkage because the league's going to be a lot smaller in revenue when they come back. If you look around the country, Detroit's an exception. But for the most part, people aren't that interested. I mean, they really don't care. They don't miss hockey. And hockey's going to find out just how important it isn't, I think, whenever they do come back in a year or so.
So what's going to happen to the players?
Well, players are going to come back. Their average salary is going to be smaller. They're going to have to work to get fans back in the arenas. It's going to be they're going to be basically starting over from where they were 5 or 10 years ago because they couldn't work out their agreements now. And really, everybody in this situation can only blame themselves.
Now, you're in Detroit right now. You're actually at the arena where the Red Wings play. Can you tell us what the reaction is there?
Well, people in Detroit certainly, they call this hockey town. People are very upset here, and it's kind of eerie walking through the arena because there are TVs all over the place, as there are in all these arenas these days. They're all tuned to the commissioner canceling the season, and it's almost echoing throughout the arena because there's just some random workers that don't have a whole lot to do. So it's definitely a sour feeling and disappointing feeling for Detroit because the Red Wings were the biggest thing going here for a good decade or so, and now they just, poof, disappeared.
And what about the financial impact on Detroit?
Well, it's going to be hard, obviously, for a variety of people, for anyone whose job is associated with the team. Bars in the neighborhood have suffered. It's difficult for everybody in general, but, you know, that's just that's a byproduct, unfortunately, what's happened.
Michael Rosenberg is a sports columnist for the Detroit Free Press. He's in Detroit at the Red Wings Arena. Mr. Rosenberg, thank you very much.
Thank you.